Jim Dorm.
Yeah. Hi. I enjoyed very much your description of how neocons see Europe, specifically as a trembling, stuttering, stumbling old man, unable to control its vital functions, eager only to rest, lost in lethargy, an assisted part of the world, not capable to exist by itself and to defend its existential interests. What's wrong with that description? I mean, isn't there a kernel of truth to that description, is my question? And frankly, that's how Americans have seen Europe for 200 years.
No, not necessarily in this extreme way. And this is certainly not true for all Americans. That's not a perception all Americans would share. That's not exaggerate. But there has traditionally been not so great admiration for Europe, not just its culture. So, this is now a more extreme view. You can read it between the lines, but not even. You can find it in the text, in interviews by Richard Perle. And
I agree that it is certainly the neocon conception of Europe. I have no doubt about that. In fact, they would go even further. They would call it cynical, decadent, corrupt,
senile,
among other things. Again, those are, I have to say, traditional U.S. views. Doesn't exclude more positive views, but that's been our textbooks throughout the 19th century, for example, and into the 20th. But my question is there not a kernel of truth to that perception? That is, can you understand the basis for that perception in real life?
I hope I made this clear, that there is more than a kernel of truth. But when there were such feelings or interpretations 200 years or so ago, as you say, it was against a very different background, even 100 or even less years ago. It was against the imperial and colonial tradition of Europe, so which doesn't exist anymore. So, but the other point, but that's one element, for example, and where the United States saw itself as a young revolutionary state, not plagued by the inhibitions of many kinds it saw